不信约的圣经,
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the New Testament.
第一在罗马书第七章,
Romans chapter 7.
罗马第七章,
Romans 7.
我们从22节, 我们念到25节。
We will read from verse 22 to 25.
22节, 因为按着我里面的意思, 我是喜欢神的律。 这里弟兄姊妹特别注意, 也在中文里面有一个小字, 原文就是人, 那一个里面的意思就是里面的人。 所以我们可以这样翻译, 因为按照我里面的人, 我是喜欢神的律。
I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, the inner man. In Chinese Bible, it says, according to my inner meaning.
我们知道这个里面的人就是一个新造的人。
And we do know that this inward man is a new man.
我们有个旧的人, 我们还有个新的人。
Just as we have an old man, we also have a new man.
我们都知道新的人是喜欢神的律。
We know this new man delights himself in the law of God.
但是我们这个旧的人, 我们是不喜欢的。
But the old man does not.
好, 我们继续念下去。
Let's continue to read.
但我觉得自己中另有一个律, 和我心中的律交战, 把我掳去, 叫我 服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？我想这里取死的身体是指着我们还没有救赎的那个身体。
Verse 24, the body of death refers to the unredeemed body.
这个身体也是一个老的身体。
This body is also an old body.
这个身体也是个犯罪的身体。
It is also the body that commits sin.
这里说感谢神, 靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。 这样看来, 我以内心顺服神的律, 但是我肉体却顺服罪的律了。 所以我们特别注意这里一个旧的人,一个新的人。
So let's pay a special attention to the old man as opposed to the new man.
这旧的人是没有被救赎的一个人。
The old man is the unredeemed man.
是一个犯罪的一个人。
It's a man who commits sins.
好,我们来看腓立比书。
Now we read Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 2. In verse 2, you see three beware of.
防备。
Beware of.
第三节。
Verse 3,
因为遵守割礼的，乃是我们这一神的灵敬拜，在基督里夸口，不靠着肉体的。好，我们跳过来，我们看第七节。Let's
now drop down to verse 7.
这是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有神的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有神的。 因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。第十二节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。 这个中文里面有个小字，我们特别注意，也就是基督所要我得着的，一个基督所要得着我的，一个是 说要我得着的，其实这两个是一回事， 对不对？
Verse 12, we read that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The Chinese footnote also says that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus wants me to lay hold of. But these two things are one, actually.
啊，第十五节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，有人以为保罗已经得着了，已经完全了。保罗说 ：“No， 我还没有得着，还没有完全。我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆子跑。”
Verses 13, because here some people thought that Paul had already apprehended. So, but Paul says, no, I haven't. There is only one thing. I simply press on toward the goal.
向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。好，我们再跳过来，我们看第十八节。
Now we come to verse 18.
因为有许多人行事，许多人不是少的人，很多人。
Many walk, not just few, but a lot of them.
因为有许多人行事，是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流眼泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是承认，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞耻为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。弟兄姊妹，这里前后保罗都提到了这些十字架的仇敌。
Now, brothers and sisters, we read that before the center passage or after that, we both, Paul both mentions the enemies, the cross of Christ.
为什么保罗前面也要提到，结束了又要提到？
Why is at the beginning of this chapter, Paul mentions the enemy of the cross, and toward the end, he mentions the same thing.
因为这一些十字架的仇敌是阻碍、拦阻、误导、迷糊神的儿女不向这个标杆直跑的。
Because the enemies of the Christ, they hinder, they obstruct, they entice, and they deceive all those Christians, not pressing on toward the goal.
不叫他们看见，他们只有这件事。
So they would not be able to see there is only one thing for them.
让他们整个注意力都分散了。
So all their attention is being distracted.
最后不能达到神所以召我们要达到的最终的那个目标。
In the end, they could not reach the ultimate goal that God has called us to.
所以保罗前面也提醒我们，后面又再一次的提醒我们。
Therefore, there are two reminders here at the beginning of the chapter and toward the end.
我想今天我们不过是念一念，可能还没有时间，同弟兄们交通这些话。
These two reminders today, I just briefly read them. Maybe I don't have time to elaborate on them.
我想我们下次会交通。
And then until next time, we'll do that.
好，最后我们看一处约翰一书。
Now, lastly, we will read 1 John.
第三章的第一节。
First John chapter
3. 请你用英文念好，我们第一节到第三节。
Verses 1, 2, 3.Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him,purifies himself just as he is pure.
弟兄姊妹特别注意这句话。
Beloved, let's focus on this verse.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必见他的真体。特别注意两个必，我们必要像他，必要见到他的真体，我们就像他，完全像他。里里外外完全像基督一样。
But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. pay attention to the two shells here, so that we know that we will be like our Lord when He is revealed inside and out completely alike.
我们低头一点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
主神，我满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Father God, we're filled with thanksgiving and praises.
主，你为着拯救我们，让你的爱子谦卑成为人的样子，成为奴仆的形象。
Lord, in order to save us, you allow your beloved Son to humble himself to take the form of a bondservant.
顺服于罪死，死在十字架上。
He became obedient even to death, even the death on the cross.
主，我们感谢你，如今你就把他升为至高。
Father, we give thanks to you because now you have highly exalted him.
已经赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
You have given him the name that is above every name.
天上地上地底下因他的名无不缺少。
Things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, at the name of Jesus, they all bow their knees.
无不叩礼称他是主。
And they confess with their tongue that Jesus is Lord.
主啊，我们的心因你欢喜。
Father, our hearts rejoice in you.
我们的心因你的救恩快乐。
Our hearts take delight in your salvation.
我们今天能够靠着你，
Today,
我们口能够向仇敌张开，我们的脚能够高举起来。
Today, by you that we can open our mouth and triumph and in our enemies and tread them under feet.
主，只有你是圣的。
Lord, only you are holy.
你是至圣至荣，可颂可畏的神。
You are glorious in holiness, awesome in praises.
唯有你是我们的磐石。
You alone are our rock.
我们今天可以站在这个磐石上，我们能够欢呼，我们能够歌唱，我们能够赞美你。
Today we can sing, we can shout out for joy, standing on this rock and worship you.
感谢主，仇敌已经在我们的脚下。
Thank the Lord that our enemy is trodden under our feet.
主，今天早晨这段时间，你在捆绑仇敌一切的作为。
Lord, during this time in the morning, that once again bind all the works of the enemy.
神的儿子荣耀显现的时候，就除去仇敌一切的作为。
When the glory of the Son of God appears, He destroys all the works of the enemy.
主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
你的荣耀现在我们的中间。
Let your glory be revealed in our midst.
我们要因着你在我们身上行的大事、奇事、可畏的事，我们赞美敬拜你。
We worship and praise you because of the wonders, the miracles, the great things you have performed in our midst.
余下的时间我们等候你。
We simply wait for you in the remainder of the time.
我们的心等候，等候你的话。
Our hearts wait for your word.
你的仆人给他一个受教的舌头。
I'll give your servant this tongue of the learned.
提醒他。
Remind and remind him.
但愿在座的每一位，你也给他们一个受教的耳朵。
Likewise, give everyone who's sitting here this ears of a disciple.
给我们一个温柔的心，谦卑的灵。
Gentle, lowly heart.
来领受。你的话
to receive your word,
就要出于你口中的话，没有一句不带着能力。
That which comes out from the mouth of the Lord always comes with power.
从你口里说出的话，没有一句会的突然反悔。
None of your words that proceeds from your mouth will go in vain.
给你仆人有这样的信心。
Give your servant this kind of faith.
我们等候你。
We wait on you.
愿你与你仆人的灵与翻译的灵同在。
Your spirit be with your servant and your interpreter.
主，让你今天早晨得着喜乐，得着荣耀。
Lord, may you rejoice and may you receive all the glory this morning.
也让你的儿女今天早晨再次的蒙着恩典。
So that all your children will be blessed by your grace again.
借着这个主日复兴我们。
Through this Sunday's morning, revive us.
主，荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祷告祈求，因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我今天还是继续同弟兄姊妹交通第三讲 基督那吃不透的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we will continue to fellowship on the third session of the theme, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这是第三讲。
This is my third sharing.
我想弟兄姊妹都应该明白了什么叫基督那吃不透的丰富。
I trust by now all the brothers and sisters have understood what it means by the unsearchable riches of Christ.
基督那吃不透的丰富。
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
就是基督那一切人性的美德。
Is all his virtue in his humanity.
所有神本性一切的丰盛，他的性情，他的性格。
And all the fullness of his deity, his attributes, his characters.
这就是基督那吃不透的丰富。
This comprises all the unsearchable riches of Christ.
什么时候这个彰显的时候，神的荣耀就彰显了。
Whenever this is revealed, then the glory of God is disclosed.
弟兄姊妹还记得我上一次第二讲给你们讲到神的荣耀，就是摩西要看见神的荣耀。
Beloved, you recall in my second sharing that God's glory is the one that Moses wanted to see.
这个我们的耶和华神就用他的名，他说耶和华的名，耶和华的名，然后讲到十个方面，十一个方面，神的那个性情，他的美德在这里彰显，这就是神的荣耀。
And the Lord God replied him by declaring his name. We talk about 10 or 11 facets of the glory. And all this represents the fullness of the deity and the virtues of God.
这里不过是十一个方面主要的方面。
And predominantly, these are considered the 11 aspects of God's glory.
若说你去看以弗所书。
But if you read Ephesians,
你可以找到22方面的那个人性一切的美德和神本性一切的丰盛，有22个方面。
If you read Ephesians, you actually can find 22 facets of all of the fullness of God's deity and all of His characters in His humanity, all the virtues.
这是不是把神一切的丰盛都在这里彰显了出来呢？还
But have they fully revealed God's glory yet? No.
我们还可以从很多的书信，从旧约一直到新约，我们可以看到神那本性一切的丰盛，基督那吃不透的荣耀，实在是吃不透的，不止22。
From all the books, from Old Testament to New Testament, you could actually come up with all kinds of the aspects of the fullness of God's glory. That is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我上次同弟兄们交通，我们就想到约书亚记。
Last time I shared with you about Joshua.
约书亚把他们带到一个迦南美地。
Now Joshua led them into the good land of Canaan.
为什么神要拯救这些以色列百姓脱离法老的奴役？
Why is God wanted to save all these Israelites to be delivered, to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt?
让他们出了埃及，让他们得到自由，得到释放。
To save them and let them out of Egypt to deliver them and to give them freedom.
神有没有一个最终的目的在他们的身上？
Did God have this ultimate goal in them?
神有个最终的目的要把他们带到迦南美地。
God's ultimate goal is to lead them into the good land of Canaan.
你就看到迦南美地是一个流奶与蜜宽广之地。
And here we read that the land of Canaan flows in milk and honey, and spacious is a large land.
我们上次念的《申命记》第八章，那里有葡萄树，有橄榄树，有石榴树，有无花果树。
Last time we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, we read about all the fig trees, pomegranates, and also vines.
各种各样的树都彰显着基督的那一个丰富生命的丰富，我们没有时间去解释了。
These various trees simply represent the riches of Christ's fullness.
我们还看见那里有河，有泉，有源。
And we also read about the brooks of water, of fountains and of springs.
我们看见这里满了铜，满了铁。
And then we read that they had all the copper, all the irons.
我们看见有奶，有蜜。
We saw milk and honey.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫奶？
Brothers and sisters, what is milk?
奶就是动物的和植物的那一些 喝起来的那种精华，这叫奶。
Milk means the very best part of the crown jewel of all the animals and the plants.
你就看到什么叫蜜。
And also, what is honey?
蜜也是动物 和植物的在一起所产生出来的那个精华，这叫蜜。
And honey represents the same thing. It's the crown jewel of everything in animals or plants.
所以你就看到迦南美地的那个丰富。
So you see all the abundance of the good land of Canaan.
不但是丰富，极其美丽的一个地方，极其荣耀的一个地方。
Not only is it abundant, but also it is extremely beautiful, glorious.
你去看以西结书第二十章第六节那里有一段话说，就是神耶和华向以色列百姓起誓，要把他们带到一个地方，流奶与蜜之地。
If you read Ezekiel 26, you could read that the Lord God raised his hand in an oath to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt into the land that God has searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of the land.
这个地是万国的荣耀在其中，叫万国能够看见那一个荣耀的一个地方。
In this land that you could see the glory and all the glory of the land dwells in it.
这个英文翻译不是荣耀，英文翻译是那个美丽 beautiful.
Or the land is the beauty of all land.
Most beautiful of all land. 所有的地上的地是最美丽最荣耀的一块地。
It's the most beautiful, most glorious land of all land.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督的那个丰盛。
Beloved, this is the riches of Christ.
这是荣耀。
And this is glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们不但看见这个荣耀。
Beloved, not only do we see this glory.
神今天拯救我们最终的目的是为了什么？
But also we ask, what is the ultimate goal of God's salvation for us?
是的，他的救赎叫我们能够不至灭亡，反得永生。我上次提到了。
Among his redemption, we know that we should be saved. We're not going to hell, but we have eternal life.
我想这不过是福音的一个手续，我想讲了，这个过程不是个最终的目的。
However, I didn't mention last time, this is just a progress, a procedure, for you to reach the final goal.
最终的目的是叫我们得到基督那吃不透的一切的丰盛。
God's final goal is for us to obtain the unsearchable riches of Christ.
叫我们能够得着，我们能够经历，叫我们能够享受，并且能够把它活出来的，彰显出来的，发表出来的，主耶稣那一个一切的美德，一切的性情的丰盛，从我们的身上能够发表出来的。
So that we could actually obtain experience and enjoy to display all the fullness of God's attributes and all of His virtues.
这是我们福音的一个盼望。
And this is also the very hope of our gospel.
我记得上一次我特别提到哥罗西书的第一章那个二十节那一段话。
Last time I especially mentioned in chapter 1, verse 20.
保罗讲我们本来是与神隔绝的。
And Paul mentioned that we were alienated from God.
本来我们是因信中而行，与神为敌的。
We were enemies in our mind because of wicked works.
但是借着神的儿子主耶稣基督。
But by God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够与神和好。
Now we have been reconciled to Him.
叫我们能够多成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责，引到他的跟前。
So we could all be presented before God, holy, blameless, and above reproach.
接下来保罗说，所以你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不要失去了那个福音的那个盼望。
And then Paul next goes that he admonished them that continue in the faith, be grounded, steadfast, do not be moved away from the hope of the glory.
什么是福音的盼望？
Now, what is the hope of glory?
接下来他说，基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。
He continues on to say that Christ in us, hope of glory.
在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
He talks about what are the riches of this glory among the Gentiles.
这就是神旨意的奥秘。
And this is the very mystery of His God's will.
感谢主，什么叫荣耀。
So thank God, what is glory.
什么时候主耶稣那个丰盛在你我的身上，在教会中间彰显出来，你就看见这个荣耀。
Whenever the riches of the Christ is revealed in you or in the church, then you see the glory.
什么叫荣耀？
What is called glory?
或者我们可以从另外一个角度来看。
Maybe we could consider this from another perspective.
我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, our brother just read for us.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for good.
就是他预先预定的，召他们来。
To those who love God and those he foreknew, he called them.
他预先知道的，就预先定下来，磨成他儿子的那一个形象。
And he predestined them to be conformed to the image of God.
他预先定下的，就召他们来，召他们来，叫他们称义，称义的又叫他们得着荣耀。
Those he called, these he justified. Those he justified.He also glorified.
称义不过是一个过程。
Justification is simply one.
称义叫我们得着圣灵，这是一个过程。
Just as we are justified, so we receive the Holy Spirit. This is just the progress.
最终的目的得着荣耀。
The final goal is to be glorified.
什么时候基督的丰盛从我们身上彰显出来，这是荣耀。什么时候我们磨成神儿子的那个形象，这叫荣耀。
So whenever Christ's riches is revealed in us, this is glory. Whenever we're conformed to the image of the Son of God, this is glory.
我们还可以从另外一个角度看。
Again, we can consider this from another perspective.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，保罗说：“是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，叫你们完全无可指责。”弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read that, May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, beloved. This is called glory.
叫我们完全。
So that we could be perfect.
完全像基督。
We could be like him completely.
完全有基督那个丰盛。
Entirely we possess his riches in us.
荣耀彰显出来了。
Now you see the revelation of the glory.
主耶稣不是讲了吗？我来叫羊得生命，还要得到更丰盛的生命。
Doesn't our Lord Jesus say that I came so my sheep could have life, the life even more abundantly?
什么时候基督那个丰盛的生命能够彰显出来、活出来的时候，那一个生命像涌流一样的一个时候。
Whenever the riches of the life of Christ could be manifested, can actually spring up from you.
我们就看见神的荣耀也彰显了，神的荣耀也像涌流的，海水涌流一样的。
Then we see that His glory is revealed, and we see, His riches is welling up and gushing out just like seeds.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道神为什么造你。
So beloved, now we should have known why God.
神为什么要用圣召召我们
？Why is it that He called us with a holy calling?
为什么他要用 high calling 从高处召我们
？Why is it He has called us with this high calling?
到底他最终的目的要达到的是什么一个目的
？What is the final goal that He is trying to reach?
保罗在腓立比书第三章。给我们解释得非常的清楚。
And here the answer is spelled out by Paul in Philippians chapter 3.
保罗再次的提醒我们。
Paul once again reminds us that.
他说我们不是已经完全了，已经得着了，我是绝对追求，或者可以得着神所以要得着我的，或者所要我得着的。
Now that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me also. Or you could say so that I may lay hold of that which Christ wants me to lay hold of.
为什么主耶稣要为我们受咒诅？为什么主耶稣要为我们受这么大的苦难？
Why is it that Christ Jesus has to be cursed, has to suffer such tribulation?
为什么他要为我们舍命，为我们流血？
Why did he have to lay away his life to bleed, to die for us?
他要得着我们。
In order to gain us.
他要得着我们完全像他。
Because he wants to gain us to be completely like
him. 要我们完全得着他的丰盛。
For us to completely receive his glory.
要我们完全全然成圣，完全。
So we'll have his fullness, we will be sanctified completely.
弟兄姊妹， 再一次的提醒保罗在这里，只有一件事，我只有这一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，我要达到这个标杆。
So beloved, Paul once again reminds us that just as he only has this one thing, that is to press on, to forget those things that are behind, and strain forward to those things which are ahead.
标杆是现在的。
The goal is for the present time.
标杆是今生的。
For this present age.
我们还奖赏是将来的。奖赏是主耶稣来的时候，我们要得着基督。
But our prize and our reward.Comes when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. That is when we will obtain Him.
今天我们还没有可能完全得到基督。
Today is not totally possible for us
completely to receive
Him.
没有可能的。
It is simply unlikely.
等会我要解释为什么我们今天没有可能完全。
Later on, I will explain to you why is it is impossible for us to be complete, to be perfect.
在今生我们就竭力的追求建筑这个标杆我们花一切的代价一切的牺牲我们来得到基督
However, in this present time we just put down all our all the cause with all the sufferings we just press on in order to gain him
不过这还是这是一个标杆
This should be our goal
奖赏就主来的时候我们可以得到的
However, this prize onlywill be given to us when he returns.
全体弟兄姊妹，保罗知道大马士主为什么呼召他。
Beloved, Paul knows why is on the way to Damascus. God has called him.
他知道神有给他很多的任务，
he、
给他很多的使命，给他很多的托付。
God has given him so many missions, entrustments, and responsibilities.
神要他成为使徒。
God wants him to become an apostle.
神要使他成为先知。
God wants him to be a preacher to prophesy.
神要他成为传福音的。
He wants him to be a preacher of the gospel.
神要他成为教师教导人。
To become a teacher to instruct others.
神要他成为牧师来牧羊照顾这些群羊。
He wants him to be a pastor to shepherd all these sheep.
神要呼召他让他来建造教会服侍众教会服侍众圣徒。
God called him to build up and minister to all the saints and all the church.
保罗不是不知道。
It's not that Paul doesn't understand this, but
但是弟兄姊妹，就是这个任务托付，同磨成神儿子的模样，得着基督一切的丰盛，全然成圣，还是有非常非常密切的关系的。
With all these missions, the responsibilities, and entrustments, they are.Closely related to God's goal for us to be conformed to the image of His Son, to be completely sanctified, to reach His glory.
他怎么来服侍主?
How does Paul minister to God?
他怎么来敬拜主?
How does he worship God?
他怎么来对待那个 relationship 为人与之间的那个关系?
How does he cope with all the interpersonal relationship.
他怎么来建造教会?
How does he build up the church?
若是他不像基督,
if he is not like Christ.
若是他没有基督那个丰盛,
or if he does not possess the riches of Christ.
若是他不全然成圣, 当然不能完全了, 不能成圣。
Or if he is not sanctified, of course he cannot be completely sanctified.
那么他怎么服侍呢? 怎么敬拜呢? 怎么与人之间的关系呢? 怎么来建造教会呢? 不是照着自己的方法, 照着自己的热心, 照着自己的喜欢来建造吗?
If not so, then Paul would be ministering to all the saints and building up the church according to his own life, his own interest, his own effort.
若是他生命不成熟，拿什么东西来供应人呢？
If Paul's life is not mature enough, with what he could supply others?
他站在讲台就是一些字句吗？
As he is standing on the pulpit, he is just uttering all the words only.
这是一些死的道理吗？
All these dead doctrines?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。除非你有像基督的样子，除非有基督那个丰盛，你是用生命来供应人的，用生命来服侍人的，这个才是有果效，对不对？
Unless you are Christ-like, you have the riches of a Christ, then otherwise you won't be able to provide your brothers and sisters with life. Your work will be unfruitful.
今天我们不是强调我们要看重什么宣教啊传福音是的我们要看重。
Don't we always emphasize that we have to value missions And we also have to emphasize preaching the gospel. Yes, we do.
光是传福音吗？
But if this is mere preaching the gospel,
人在你身上有没有看到基督？
Then can people actually see Christ in you?
在你身上有没有基督的那个见证？
Can people see the testimony of Christ in you?
不光是听你福音，人家要看你的身上表现。
They should not be listening to the gospel audibly, but also they actually have to see the very testimony of Christ in you.
今天这个牧师为什么福音传出去没有什么果效？
Today, why the preacher does not preach the gospel effectively with fruits?
就在神的儿女身上，教会身上看不到基督那个见证。
It's all because in the church, among God's children, God's testimony cannot be seen.
不要说你的福音传得不全备不真实，当然，不会有什么大的影响。
Of course, if your gospel is not preached accurately or truly, there's not much impact here.
就是你传得非常的全备，非常的真实，但是在你的身上，在教会中间看不到基督那个见证的话，这个福音要大打折扣。
But even if your gospel is preached very accurately, very truly, with accuracy, but you still do not see the fruit of your work because there is no testimony among the church, and all your work will be discredited.
保罗在哥林多对哥林多教会怎么讲？他说：“感谢神，他常率领我在基督里能够夸胜，在各处传扬因认识基督而有的那个香气。”
In 1 Corinthians, we read that.Thanks be to God that He always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in everywhere.
是的，福音是一个香气。
Yes, indeed, the gospel is the fragrance.
更是看见你在你身上有基督生命的那个彰显，荣耀的彰显，那更是那个香气叫人能够闻到。
But even more so is this aroma could be actually touchable.When the riches of Christ and the life of Christ, His glory, have been revealed in you.
保罗在腓立比书他说我们在这个歪曲悖谬的时代要做一个无瑕疵的儿女。现在这个时代好像明光照耀，把生命的那个道，生命的话，不但是话，是带着生命的话，能够表明，能够出来。
Just as he said in Philippians 2, that we should become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Among them, you shine as light in the world, holding fast the word of life, not only word, but also revealing the life.
这是见证。
This is testimony.
哎呀，我想到主耶稣在橄榄山最后离开门徒的一句话：圣灵要降临在你们身上，你们要得着能力，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极，做我的见证。
Now I recall what our Lord said at Mount Olive right before He was about to ascend to heaven. He said that.You shall receive power from heaven, from the Holy Spirit, and then you shall become my witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, until the end of the earth.
他不是讲你们去传福音从这里一直到那里，做我的见证。
Jesus does not say that you should preach the gospel until the end of the world. No, he said you should be witnesses to me.
中文翻的还不是那么好，你若是照原文的翻译，那要比它好得多。
The Chinese translation isn't that, it's not as good as original language, which says.
你去看 NIV 翻译，那好得多了。
It says testimony, but NIV says.
他说：“你们要等候圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就得着能力，做我的见证。”从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，先讲到得着能力，做我的见证，这是放在前面的。
NIV's translation says that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So here we see power comes first.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们传福音需要 power。
Indeed, beloved, when we preach the gospel, we need power.
我们要做神的见证，做基督的见证，更需要 power 能够改变我们，变化我们，让我们有基督那个丰盛，要我们能够像基督，让我们能够成圣，那个生活能够完全。
For us,
这是一个见证。
For us to be our Jesus Christ witnesses, we even need more of this power so that we could be transformed, be changed, to have the riches of a Christ, to be sanctified completely.
只有圣灵的能力叫我们能够改变的。
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit that could transform us to be Christ-like.
所以你看到这段话，我就是提醒我们，保罗知道他的任务，知道他的神给他的使命，但是他更知道他最终的目的，神要叫他们达到的目的，就是这个荣耀。
So all these passages tell us that God, Paul does know his missions, his responsibilities, his entrustments, but he also knows well that the final, ultimate goal of God for him is to receive the riches of Christ, to receive God's glory, to be like him.
这是不能分开的。
So these two things are not separable.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个荣耀。
This glory.
是生在万世以前已经预定我们得着的。
This glory has been predestined before ages for us to receive it.
所以哥林多前书第二章保罗讲到那个智慧。
So in 1st Corinthians chapter 2, Paul speaks of wisdom.
保罗说我在完全人中间我也讲智慧。
Paul says that I speak of wisdom among the mature.
但是我的智慧不是像世人所讲的智慧。
But not the wisdom of the age.
也不是那些有权有位将要灭亡人的那些智慧。
Nor of the wisdom of the rulers who are coming to nothing.
我讲的智慧什么智慧呢？
What is the wisdom I'm talking about?
我讲的智慧就是隐藏在神里面的智慧。
I'm talking about the wisdom which is hidden in God.
这个智慧就是在万古之先，神就预定我们要得着这个荣耀的。
This hidden wisdom refers to the very glory that God has predestined before ages for us to have it.
我刚刚就讲了，神召我们就是为了这个目的嘛。
And I just mentioned, didn't I say that God called us for this very purpose to receive His glory?
你看那些提撒罗尼迦后书第二章他怎么讲？他说神是说我所传的福音召你们到这个地步，要叫你们得着主耶稣基督的那个荣光，荣光就是荣耀，得着基督的那一个荣耀。
Second Thessalonians, we read that through my gospel, God has called you to this purpose that you will obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你们要站立得稳。
Therefore, stand fast.
凡我所教训你们的，无论是口传的，无论是书信上写的，你们都要坚守。
Hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by epistle.
这不就是我刚刚哥罗西书第一章的这句话？所以你们要在所信的道上恒心，更加稳固，坚定不移，不叫你们失去那个福音的盼望，不是一件事吗？
Isn't this the same thing as we read in Colossians chapter 1? Paul says, continue in the faith, grounded in steadfast, so that you will not be moved away from the hope of the gospel.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，让我们能够看到这个荣耀。
Oh, beloved, let us see the glory.
求圣灵智慧和启示的灵开我们里面的眼睛，我们看见这么一个大的荣耀。
We need to entreat God to grant us this spirit of wisdom and revelation to know that we have such tremendous glory within us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是什么？我们是泥巴造的。
Beloved, what are we? We are made of clay.
亚当不是泥巴造的吗？
Is Adam made out of the dust?
有一天要叫我们成为金金啊，金属啊，完全纯金的那一种美丽宝贝荣耀啊，金子，泥巴变成金金啊。
But one day we'll be turned into a metal of fine gold with such glory and beauty. So now consider from clay to fine gold.
泥巴还有一点点用处嘛，对不对？泥巴可以种种花，种种什么东西。泥巴其实还蛮有一些价值的。
But with the dust, with the clay, even so, they do have a little bit of value to them because you can plant flowers into them.
但是我们犯了罪，堕落了。
But we sin, we fail.
我们连泥巴都不如了。
So we're now worse than the.
我们像粪土一样的，我们像灰尘一样的，不是就是这样吗
？We are now nothing but like the ash heap.
撒母耳第二章不是哈拿的祷告，他不是说吗？哎呀，我们本来都在泥巴里，都在粪，我们像粪土，像灰尘里。你高抬了我们，抬举了我们，叫我们能够与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。
In First Samuel, Hannah's prayer, she said that we were just like the dust. We were just like the ash heap. But God has raised us, has lifted us, so that we could sit with the princes and we could inherit the throne of glory.
弟兄姊妹，让我们看到这个荣耀。
So beloved, let's all see this glory.
我们看见那个新耶路撒冷城都是金金的，街道是金金的，都是宝石，哎呀，都是珍珠，哎呀，你看，这就是教会，就是你，就是我，将来要变成的，变化的。
Let's all see the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. It's been built with fine gold, with precious stones. And that's you, that's me. We shall all be transformed.
保罗再次提到，我们要望着这个标杆直跑。
So Paul once again says, let's press on toward the goal.
本国他已经告诉我们了。
He has already told us.
我们在这个时候，今世我们没有办法完全得到基督那丰盛。我们没有完全能够变成主的那个形象，是不可能的。
It's impossible for us in this present age to reach the fullness of Christ or to be completely transformed to be Christ-like.
一定要等到主来的时候。
This has to wait until the Lord
returns. 为什么刚才要念约翰一书第三章这段话
？Why did I read First John chapter 3 with you?
主若显现，我们必要像他，我们要见到他的身体。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him, we shall see him.
我们要完全像他那一种，见到他的时候，我们就完全像他了。
We shall see as he is, we'll be completely like him.
这个像他不但是外面身体的改变，荣耀的身体。
It's not simply the glorious transformation of our body only.
这个荣耀不但是我上次讲过了，今生的国，我们与他一同做王掌权，管理将来的世界，享受将来的世界，还不止这些。
This does not merely refer to entering the kingdom to govern, to reign with him, to enjoy in the kingdom, as I mentioned last time.
还有个荣耀，有一天我们要同基督一同坐在不是大宝座上，我们要审判天使，我们要审判列国万民啊！有一天，这是一个荣耀，审判是一个荣耀，你知道吗？
Do you know, it's not only that before the great white throne that we would judge angels.
我们要审判所有的国民。
Even judgment is glory.
那些不信，那些不信的人。
We will even judge all those, all the nations at that time, those who do not believe.
诗篇一百四十八还是一百四十九，讲到这个荣耀，审判的荣耀。
In Psalm 149 or so speaks of this judgment of glory.
神的圣名有这样的荣耀。
All of God's saints have this glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个荣耀还不是那个完全的荣耀。
But all of this glory is not complete glory we're waiting for.
我们要完全像他。
That is, we will be completely like him.
为什么一定要等到这一天？
Why do we have to wait?
为什么今天我们不能？
Why is it today we cannot have it?
为什么我刚刚要念罗马书第七章？
Why do I have to read Romans 7 with you?
我们还有这个没有得赎的那个身体。
It's all because we still possess this unredeemed body.
为什么约翰一书会讲到这方面的 那一些话
？Why is we just read the passage in First John?
在第一世纪已经有些人说我们可以达到这个完全的。
Because even in the first century, some people said, "Oh, we could reach this state."
我们可以完全像基督一样。
We could be completely Christ-like.
为什么
？Why?
他们用约翰一书第三章第五章这么讲的。
Because they base their saying upon First John chapter 3.
约翰第三章特别讲到这句话。
Because in chapter 3 of First John,
凡从神生的。就不犯罪，看见吗？凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道在他们的心里，他们也不能犯罪， 因为他们是从神生的，从此就显明谁是魔鬼的儿女，谁是神的儿女。凡是不行义的，不彼此相爱的，就不是属神的。是不是有这段话？
Because in 1 John we do read that whoever has been born of God, does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. So anyone who does not love, does not practice righteousness, is not considered children of God.
讲得很清楚，可以不犯罪，我们可以不犯罪的。今天你知道吗？
So the passage actually says that we don't have to sin today.
这当时候有一个完全主义者，就是根据这些圣经还有第五章的那一段话。
So this is the perfectionism in those days claims based upon chapters 3 and chapter 5.
第五章怎么讲的？你们要知道，你们从神生的，就必不犯罪。中文还讲加上个必不犯罪。你们必保守自己，或者无法害你们。你们知道你们是属神的，全世界都偶在我这的手下。所以这第二集又讲到你们必不犯罪的。
Because in chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, we read that, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. The second time they say this, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
一个不犯罪的人，一个完全胜过世界的人，不就是完全像基督的一样吗？
He who does not sin, he who overcomes the world, isn't he just Christ-like?
他不就是完全的成圣了吗？
Isn't he totally sanctified?
在十九世纪，更有这一般人兴起。
And in the 19th century, a group of people arose.
我们知道有好几个教派，就像这个Nazarene， 那就是拿撒勒这个教派，还有这个 Methodist， 那就是美伊美会或者是这个卫理公会。这班人他们就是说，我们可以，特别是讲 Wesley 的那个圣洁的运动以后，走到了另外一个极端，我们完全可以圣洁的，我们可以把我们的罪根都拔掉，我们可以不要犯罪的，并且那些灵恩教会也主张，他说我们教要被圣灵这个浇灌，第二次的祝福以后，我们就不会的犯罪了，我们就完全圣洁了。
In the 19th century, some denominations like the Nazarenes, Methodists, and Wesleyans, they have pushed to the extreme saying that we could be totally sanctified, the root of sin could be erected. And the Pentecostals also said that if you could, the Holy Spirit could pour out upon you the second time after you are blessed, you will be perfect.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他们忘掉了约翰一书的第一章怎么讲的。
Beloved, they have forgotten what First John chapter one.
约翰一书第一章，我们都很熟的一段话。约翰怎么讲的？他说：“你们若有人以为无罪的，那就是自欺，真理也不在他们心里了。你们若认自己的罪，像是公义的，像是圣洁的，要洗净我们一切的罪。要这个饶恕我们一切的罪。”洗净我们一切的不义，对不对？有这段话吧。
In 1 John, we read that we are all familiar with that. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that right?
会不会犯罪？
Can we sin?
怎么不会犯罪？
How can we not sin?
这里说我们若自己说我们没有罪，那这个罪就是single 的，那就是没有 sins 的，这个罪就是我们的罪性。若是你说我这个肢体里面没有一个犯罪的律的，我们没有一个天性要犯罪的，那你就是自欺。
Verse 8 says that we say that we have no sin, which is a singular. It speaks of the sinful nature in the members of the body, which speaks of the law of sin. If you deny this, you deceive yourself.
所以在罗马书给我们看得很清楚，信有一个单数的，信有一个多数的，多数就是我们犯出来的罪，一个单数的就是我们的罪性，我们的天性，我们没有 redeemed 的那个 body， 那一个 flesh， 对不对？
And that's why in Romans we read both sin in singular and sins in plural. sin speak of the sinful act you actually carry out. Sin is the unredeemed body is before the Lord returns. You still have it.
接下来约翰一书接下来他怎么讲？若有人说他没有犯过罪，那么这个就是以神为说谎的，神的道也不在他的心里。这里讲到，那说没有犯过罪，这个罪就是多数的，就是你犯出来的罪。若说你说你从来没有犯这个罪，那你就是这个真理就不在你的里面，你们就以神为说谎的。
And as we continue to read 1 John, we read that if you say you have no sin, plural, then you, the truth is not in you, and you make God a liar.
接下来第二章怎么讲的？小子们呐，我把这些话告诉你们，是叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在我们中间有一位中保，就是义者耶稣基督。若有人犯罪，在我们中间有一位中保，就是义者耶稣基督。
And we continue on chapter 2. He says, My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. You may not sin. If anyone sins, we have the advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We do have this advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
那么到底我们会不会犯罪跟sin?
So exactly in this age, do we sin or not?
主没有显现的以前,
Before the Lord reveals,
我们还是会犯罪。
Yes, we do sin.
当然，我们的犯罪是越来越少。
Of course, our sins should diminish day by day.
当然，我们是越来越像基督。
Of course, we should be like Christ day by day.
当然，我们越来越有基督的丰盛。
Of course, we should possess the riches of Christ day by day.
当然我们越来越成圣。
Of course, we should be sanctified more and more.
我们越来越完全。
More and more, we are moving toward perfection.
等到主显现的时候。
But when the Lord is revealed,
我们见到他身体的时候。
When we see as he is,
我们脱离了这个肉体。
Then we're delivered from this
body. 我们得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Then we will enjoy the glorious liberty of children.
什么叫神儿女自由的荣耀？
What is the glorious liberty of children of God?
哎呀，今天我们这个新造的人常常被这个旧造的人所捆绑、所限制、所压制的。
Today we, this new man, is often bound, suppressed, and restrained by this old man.
所以我们会得软弱，我们会得失败，我们会得跌倒，我们会得犯罪。
Therefore, we often become weak, we stumble, we fail, we sin.
加拉太书第五章不是讲得很清楚，你们若随着圣灵行事，你们就不会放纵肉体的情欲了。圣灵与情欲是互相象征的，是互相对敌的，叫你们不能做你们所要做的事。你看见吗？这里的圣灵同我们那个 sinful nature 在那里斗啊，每天在那里打仗的，我真是苦啊。为什么保罗说我真是苦啊？
And in Galatians 5 we read that the Holy Spirit is fighting with our sinful nature within us often so that we cannot do the things we wish. But if we walk in the Spirit, then we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And Paul says that wretched am I.
我们不是不能犯罪。
It's not that we cannot sin.
我们有的时候就是不犯罪，可能一天两天，可能一个早晨，我们就是不犯罪，我活在神的跟前，我们随着圣灵，顺服圣灵。对不对？我们就不犯罪了。
Maybe for one or two days we live before God, obeying the Holy Spirit, and then we do not sin.
能够维持多少时间呢？
How much longer can you maintain?
一个礼拜，
like、
两个礼拜，
a week,
一个月，
month,
我们不犯罪，没有这个一些思想意念这方面的罪吗？
We do not sin, but don't we always have some kind of sinful thoughts in our mind?
我们还没有享受得享神儿女自由的荣耀啊，我们身体还没有得赎啊。
Even until today, we haven't enjoyed the glorious liberty of children of God because our body is not yet redeemed.
所以保罗说我在帐篷里面叹息啊，这个帐篷就是我的那个身体啊，我在那里面叹息啊，甚想得着那天上来的房屋啊。
That's why Paul says that we groan in this tent, this physical body, and we desire so much the building, the habitation from heaven.
那保罗这是为什么罗马书第八章才讲到，我们就是用圣灵出结果子的，我们也心里叹息啊，我要得着儿子的名分，就是我们身体的得什么得，就是在盼望的所见的，不是盼望，虽然盼望所见的，所以我们忍耐，我们等候，等候那一天我们脱离败坏的辖制，得着儿女自由的那个荣耀，就是主显现的时候。
And also in Romans chapter 8 Paul says that we groan within ourselves waitingfor the redemption of the body, the adoption as sons, waiting for the glory when the Lord returns, waiting for, with perseverance, possessing the very glorious liberty of God's children.
到了那天我们就完全了，我们有完全的爱，完全的公义，完全的圣洁，完全的能力，完全的智慧，完全的信实，完全的诚实，完全的良善，完全完全像基督一样，我成了神儿是那一个 样式。
Because on that day that we will be conformed completely to the image of the Son of God, then we will be, we will have righteousness, love, faithfulness, and righteousness and holiness in its entirety.
我们就完全像基督。
Then we are Christ-like completely.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们一个荣耀的盼望，并且这个盼望我们是一定能够得到的。
This is our hope of glory, and this hope, this glory is for sure to be obtained by us.
只要你今天能够竭力的追求。
As long as today you press on.
我们不会，我上次讲到一个比喻，就是我们这个车是一样的，我们这个警察这个追这个犯规的车子，哎呀，你看那个金线呢、啊，对不对？最后有没有追到？一定追到他的。
Last time I shared an example with you is a police car is chasing criminals on the highway. It's alarmingly dangerous. But in the end, the police get the criminals. Yes, they always get it.
有哪一部警车没有抓到那一部逃跑的那一部车子的？最终或者花一个小时、两个小时，惊险的这个经过这样的危险惊险，最后总是。
Maybe it takes 1 hour or 2 hours, but if through all the alarming, dangerous things, but in the end, the police always got the criminal.
我们不灰心，不要灰心。
Let's not despair.
神是信实的，召我们信实，他必定要成就这事。
Faithful is he who calls us, he will bring this to pass.
我就想到这个以前我小的时候啊，也不小，大概十几岁的时候，在上海，若是你中间有上海人，你像我这个年龄，你们就知道。
Now I recall when I was young in my teens, if there are some Shanghainese among us, you probably understand what I am about to say.
在上海的这个中，这个就是这个。淮海路那个地方有一个跑狗堂，你们有听见过跑狗的
？In Shanghai, in Waihai Road, there is a dog race track. Heard of this?
就是同赛马一样的，赌博的，是赌博的。
It's just like horse racing, for gamblers.
我们知道的赛马就是人控制这个马嘛，对不对？然后一号、两号、三号，只要你买几号。看哪一个马能跑第一、第二、第三，你就中奖了嘛，对不对？赌博嘛。
We know in horse racing it's just gambling. All the jockeys are on the horses, and you would bet on different numbers for different horses.
跑狗场的不是马是狗。
Now here in the dog race track, it's not horses racing but dogs.
不是人坐在狗的上面没有。
And not a person. It's on a dog.
这个狗都是很特别的狗，这个身体都是长长的，瘦瘦的。当然你胖怎么跑得动啊？都是很瘦，这个腿都很长的，特别的一种狗。
I think they are actually greyhounds, very tall, with very slim, long legs, so they could run fast.
大概有六个、八个狗放在笼子里，然后笼子一拉开来，他们追什么？你们知道吧？追什么？
And they would be put in 6 or 8 cages once the gates of the cages are lifted up. Do you know what they're chasing after?
兔子
A rabbit.
前面有一个兔子是电控制的
There is a rabbit controlled by electricity.
然后你想一想看，这个狗也是笨狗啊。 拼命的追，拼命的追啊。
And all these dogs, think about this, they're actually dumb dogs. So they just chase after this rabbit desperately.
哎呀，有些狗走到我看到走到一半，它就累死了，它就躺下来了，不追了。
And I saw some dogs being so exhausted halfway through, they simply, lay down.
但是你知道
chasing.
狗能不能追到这个兔子？绝对追不到这个兔子。没有一个兔子，没有狗是追上这个兔子。兔子总是比它快，对不对？
But do you know if any of the other dogs actually could get this rabbit? No, the rabbit is always faster than them.
感谢主，我们
thanks the Lord,
我们今天不是追兔子。
Today we're not chasing after rabbits.
我们也不是这个笨的狗。
Nor are we dumb dogs.
我们向着标杆直跑。
Instead we press on toward the goal.
有一天
，one day，
主来的时候
，when the Lord returns，
我们就追上了。
We are able to catch up.
我们就得到这个奖赏。
We are able to receive the prize.
这个奖赏是什么
？What is it?
保罗讲：“我要看透万事，如同粪土，我也要得到基督。”
Just as Paul said, I have counted all things loss, and as rubbish in order to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，让我们追吧。
Beloved, let us rise up and press on and chase.
让我们竭力的追求。
Press.On chasing.
只有一件事
Only one thing.
奖赏是将来的
Now this is the reward is in the future.
标杆是现在的
But this goal is for the present.
我们低头祷告
Please bow your head. Let's pray.
主啊，我们敬拜你，赞美你
Father God, we worship and praise you.
我们人算什么
What are men?
你给我们这么大的荣耀
yeah, you have given such glory,
给我们这样的珍贵荣耀为冠冕
crowned us with glory and honor.
我们都是苦怒预备遭毁灭的器皿
We are but vessels of wrath predestined to destruction.
但是你丰盛的荣耀要彰显在我们这些遭预备蒙怜悯的荣耀的器皿上
However, the riches of your glory will be displayed in us.Who are vessels of mercy prepared for glory?
主有一天你的荣耀要彰显于每一个蒙救赎的儿女身上。
Lord, one day your glory will be revealed in every child of God who has been redeemed.
你不会放弃我们。
Lord, you will never give up on us.
召我们是信实的。
Faithful is He who calls us.
召我们与你的儿子耶稣基督一同的有份。
Faithful is He who has calledUp into the fellowship of the Son of God.
但愿是主把恩典的神在基督里召我们，得享那永远的荣耀，叫我们忍受苦难以后，亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，加力量给我们。但愿全能都归给他，直到永永。
May the God of all grace, who has called us into His eternal glory, after we have suffered a while, that He would strengthen, establish, perfect, settle us.To Him be all the glory from now on and forever.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.